Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake.
It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
Now my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Well, good afternoon. Happy Saturday to you. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and I love that I get to spend this incredible Saturday to coach, inspire, and guide you all to living life to your fullest health potential. You know, we have an incredible topic for you today. We're going to be discussing something that affects roughly 40 to 50% of Americans by the time we get into our wise age, right? 40, 50, 60. It's a health condition that sometimes goes undiagnosed, and it affects how we feel, how we look, how we act. And most of us are trying to chase down fixing this. It's called metabolic syndrome. You may not have heard of it that or labeled as that, but it's the classic issue that affects most Americans, again, as we get wise in our age, where our sugars go up, our triglycerides go up, our cholesterols go up, our blood pressure goes up, our weight goes up. Everything seems to go up, and we're doing everything possible to make our numbers come down. We want to lose weight, lower our triglycerides, lower our sugars, etc. So I'm going to teach you this concept that you have to understand. They're all interconnected, okay? Metabolic syndrome is an activity where, sort of think of it, the strength of your metabolism is getting weaker, and there's certain things we do with our diet and or their lack of, the exercise and or their lack of, or certain nutrients that we're deficient in that our body needs to be able to stabilize our numbers. So I want to help you today if you're tired and fatigued and you're gaining weight and you're sick and tired of taking medications to try to make your numbers look good, specifically blood sugar, pressure, triglycerides, cholesterols, because that cluster of having those being elevated is by definition metabolic syndrome. So the topic is, maybe your health issues are metabolic. Maybe it's metabolic, and all you need to do are implement my metabolic makeover steps, and you'll see drastic changes. Energy can come back quick. Weight can fly off like crazy. We'll also see sugars and triglycerides and cholesterols reset, etc. So if you're new to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show, hey, we're here to help you to become your own healer, to become your own champion. We have a ton of information available for you. Just take a second, either note it down or go over to it right now, AskDrErnst.com. Massive amounts of information, protocols, tips, guides, ebooks. There's thousands of articles, and each article gives you tips and techniques on how you can become a healer, how you can conquer your condition. So if you're looking for help with something, type in the phrase in the central search bar, hit return, and you'll find tremendous amounts of information for you. You can also find our podcasts and our videos, our blogs, etc. Listen, let me show you just a couple emails we received this last week. I want to give a shout out to some of our listeners. Todd, we're doing this specific for you, Todd, out in China Grove. Todd listened to our show last week on type 2 diabetes, destroying diabetes. He sent me an email saying, Dr. Ernst, I've added magnesium and chromium as you recommended. My blood sugars are down 30 points on average. Thank you. Boom. Todd, how awesome. I got another email from Maria in Gastonia. She said, Dr. Ernst, I did your 24-hour fast. My sugars are the lowest I've ever seen in the last couple months. Now I know it's food sourced. Thank you for helping me to correct my sugars. Look at that, how powerful that is. And then another email, not related to last week's show, but look, we get emails all the time from you guys telling us how you've either implemented some changes, looking for some answers, etc. Scott here in Charlotte said, Dr. Ernst, I've lost 13 pounds in the last 2 weeks. I downloaded your intermittent fasting podcast. I started it at the end of February. Here we are now. I just got this email yesterday, 3 weeks into this, and 13 pounds down. Scott, come on. That's phenomenal. So look, if you're listening and you're going, wait, I can lose 13 pounds in a couple weeks? Yes, you can. I can have the lowest blood sugars I've ever seen before? Yes, you can. And, you know, so it's all about implementing the steps necessary for your body to activate itself, turn on its self-healing, remove the interferences. And listen, I'm here to tell you, your body is designed to heal itself. It's designed to correct itself. You just have to get rid of what you're doing or what you're missing. You got to add that into your life so you can heal. So thank you, Todd, Maria, and Scott. How exciting to hear that. Okay, so listen, metabolic syndrome is a condition that most of you probably have never even heard of. Or if you have, you might be going, well, so what am I supposed to do to fix it? Okay, is there a medication for it? No. Now, are there medications for the symptoms or for the subclinical side effects of it? Is there drugs for high blood pressure? Yes. Sugars? Yes. Triglycerides? Yes. Cholesterols? Yes. But we don't want to just medicate it. We want to look at it and say, okay, if you have these elevations, your root cause is this metabolic syndrome, which is a disorder of your metabolism. And so if you want to fix this, here's the beauty of it. If you want your sugars to go down, your triglycerides, cholesterols, weight all at once, not needing five different medications and a gym membership, pay attention today. We're going to be discussing this metabolic makeover. There's great news. If your body has been, you know, succumbed to these conditions where your sugars are high, triglycerides are high, etc., you can make some simple, easy lifestyle changes that can get your metabolism back on track. And here's the beauty of it. Again, like I mentioned, everything almost resets by itself. Okay. In fact, listen to this. There was a study done that found if all you did was lose 5% of your total body weight. Okay. So if you weigh, you know, 100 pounds, if you lost 5 pounds, if you weigh 200 pounds, if you lost, you know, 10 pounds. Okay. All you have to do is lose 5% of your body weight and you significantly, they're talking drastic changes in triglycerides, sugars, your risks of developing type 2 diabetes, obesity, blood pressure improves. Watch this. I found some studies showing LDL levels drop and HDL levels climb just simply by losing 5% of your body weight. And if you're going, yeah, but I struggle to do that. I can't seem to get it off. Here's the day where we're going to make you metabolically kick in and lose the weight. Here's the day we're going to show you how to control your blood sugars for the first time maybe ever or without a medication. Here's going down in sand, getting rid of cholesterol issues, lowering your blood pressure, etc. It's a metabolic makeover that we're going to be discussing today. And hey, listen, I'm hosting an event in about 2 weeks. Okay, it's on the 28th of this month, Saturday, March 28th. It's Destroying Diabetes, and it's a metabolic makeover. It's a live event here in Charlotte. Right now, we're at about 40% capacity, which means, guess what? There's room for you and a guest. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call this number, 704-906-2094. I'm going to be reviewing the tests that you can do at home, and even you can request through your doctor to find your underlying causes of metabolic disorders. High sugars, high triglycerides, high blood pressure all become a thing of the past. The event is absolutely free. It's a live event. I'm hosting it. I'd love for you to be there. Pick up the phone, 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We'll be right back. Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst. And hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and we can be set free from your health problems. Our topic of the hour is, what if your health condition is metabolic? What if what's going on inside of you is not a diagnostic, genetic, or familial trend? You know, you didn't inherit this condition. What if your weight resistance, the inability for you to lose weight, what if your high triglycerides or your elevated blood sugars or your pressures that are higher than normal or the fact that, you know, your labs may be off track? What if it's not genetic? What if it's not based upon your age? What if it's based upon a sub-syndrome called metabolic syndrome? Okay, it's actually a diagnostic condition, but most people don't get diagnosed with it. You have to put the puzzle pieces together and say, if you have, you know, high triglycerides, high blood sugars, high triglycerides, high cholesterols, if you're a little bit overweight, you've already self-diagnosed yourself as having metabolic syndrome. Okay, it used to be called Syndrome X. They used to call it insulin resistance syndrome. And here's what's interesting, because we see this in about 85% of people who are type 2 diabetic. Now, here's the joy behind this. Most type 2 diabetics would say, yeah, I'd love to not have to pop pills or push insulin anymore. And if we're just managing that symptom of high blood sugars, but we're not addressing it as a metabolic disorder, we, instead of treating the diabetes, managing it with medications, we go and say, okay, let's go over here and look at this metabolic issue. How's your metabolism working? Are you an efficient burner of fats and proteins and carbs? We do a makeover to your metabolism, and what you often see is the blood sugars start to come down. So much so that I've even seen clients say, hey, listen, you know, like I'm bottoming out. Like my doctor had to take me off my meds because my numbers improved so much. I've seen that with blood pressure. I've seen it with cholesterol. I've seen it with blood sugars, okay? So when you go after the root cause as opposed to treating symptoms, massive, massive changes can take place. So here's the thing. If you currently have any of these three, at least 10 to 15 pounds you need to lose, specifically around your abdomen, love handles, etc., elevated triglycerides or elevated cholesterols, high blood sugar or high blood pressure, any of those three, then you definitely have metabolic syndrome. And you need to just basically pull over on the side of the road and grab a notebook, or, you know, if you're watching on this podcast, download it, listen to it again. If you're watching us live through our Facebook stream, share it with your friends, etc. Conventional treatments for metabolic syndrome, even medically, I've been looking into this, will say lifestyle changes can drastically support new numbers in your life. Okay? I'm all for this. Get to the root cause of the disorder. Your body can heal by itself. What this is going to involve is you shifting your eating patterns. Makes sense. Shifting how you manage your stress. Got to talk about that. Making sure you activate weight loss within your body. Some of you struggle with that, so we're going to really activate that. And of course, we need to work on things like physical activity and getting rid of harmful habits, alcohol, smoking, etc. Okay? Lifestyle changes alone have been shown to drastically improve not only just metabolic syndrome, but it can reduce, again, blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, etc. I would say your main goal as your own physician would be to reverse and or eliminate any trending diseases you have in your family line. Okay, most of us have heart disease in our family. Most of us have diabetes in our family. Heck, a lot of us even have cancer in our family. I'd like to say maybe you've been put on this earth with a purpose to stop a generational disease curse. Okay, and you can do it. You have all the power inside of you. You just simply need to turn your life away from the current patterns that has led you to where you are right now. Lifestyle choices. You know, they often say you can will yourself to be sick, so you can will yourself to be well. You know, what we put at the end of our fork can sometimes be more powerful than the very medication that we swallow on a daily basis. So it's a little scary because of this. Ready? You cannot feel metabolic syndrome, okay? But you can see it if you know what you're looking for. One of the most common signs that you have a metabolic dysfunction where your body is building disease is if your waist circumference, if your inch measurement of, you know, your pants is beyond where it should be. Let's just put it that way, all right? If you're a male and your waist is between 38 and 40 inches, you have a likelihood very high that you have metabolic syndrome. If you're a woman and it's between 33 and 35 inches, again, very high likelihood of metabolic syndrome. If the amount of fat you have on your body is primarily around your waist or your hips, then you definitely have metabolic syndrome. And it's been shown to increase your risks, again, for type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, which is metabolic syndrome. Okay, so let's find out, how can we self-test ourselves to discover, do we have this condition? Okay, number one, wake up in the morning, no matter if you're a diabetic or not, and prick your finger using a glucometer, a device that will show us how much glucose is in your blood, and let's see how much blood sugar you have. We talked about this last week. Don't just do it based upon diabetes, being diagnosed or not. Okay, I currently check my blood sugars regularly, multiple times throughout the month. even though I don't have diabetes, because I want to make sure I'm keeping my numbers in a healthy state. Okay, the first sign of metabolic syndrome is that when you wake up in the morning, your fasting sugars are over 100. Between 100 and 125 would mean you're pre-diabetic. And the issue here is there's a rough 85 million pre-diabetics walking around because you can't feel this. And the research shows that if you're in that pre-diabetic state, you have an extremely high likelihood, 80, 85% within 10 years of becoming type 2 insulin resistant. Most of us want to avoid diabetes. We want to avoid heart disease. So you need to start paying attention to your numbers now. Okay, number two, check your blood pressure in the morning, right when you wake up. If you're someone whose pressure is north of 130, 80, 85, okay, if you've got 130 over 80, 85, you're in that pre-hypertensive state, which is, again, a major risk factor suggesting we're in this metabolic disease, okay? Next, grab your most recent blood work from your doctor, all right? Don't just go straight to your total cholesterol. That's what most physicians will tell you about, but I want you to look deeper into your HDL number. This is your good cholesterol. I want to see what that number is. I'd like to recommend for you, if it's anything less than 50, no matter if you're a male or a female, you're at risk for pre-disease states, metabolic syndrome, and you're on the path towards developing it in the future. Okay, the reason I'm doing this with you guys today is it would be better for you to know where you're at now. No all transparency here. There's no shame in any of this. If some of these numbers are off, okay, great. Let's start working on them rather than waiting until we get a diagnostic condition that we have to now take a medication for. Okay, if your HDL is lower than 50, if your triglycerides, the amount of fat that's in your blood, is north of 150, then we got this kind of early indicator. Now, the challenge is going to be nothing's going to really label it on that lab as being abnormal. It's going to look fine. You might look at these numbers and say there's no H next to it. It doesn't say abnormal findings. My doctor didn't mention anything to me about it. I understand that pre-disease is going to show up subclinically. It's not going to be diagnostic. It's going to be something you have to search and investigate. This is why knowing your numbers is so important. Okay, another one to look at is vitamin D3. If your D3 levels are lower than 40, they make recommendations that you're in a pre-disease state. Vitamin D is an immune modulator, meaning it makes your immune system work. And hopefully you understand your immune system heals you. If you have a weak immune response, you don't get as much healing, and it's very difficult for you to make your numbers look good and for your body to be in its current states of health and healing. Okay, two big causes for all of this. Okay, number one, our lack of lifestyles that lead towards health and healing. You know, we look at the standard American diet today. They don't necessarily use the food pyramids anymore because a lot of people got confused with that. But the bulk of our diet is mostly grains and carbohydrates. You know, we're looking at a lot of fruits more so than vegetables. Mostly we're talking about a lot of us eat tremendous amounts of whole grains and thinking that they're healthy, when in fact the research shows that those are the very things that can create metabolic syndrome. When your body utilizes sugar for energy as its primary source instead of fat, that's an underlying metabolic shift. Okay, human beings are designed to use fat for energy more so than carbohydrates. That's why fats carry twice the amount of energy inside of them than carbs. But of course, we're talking about healthy fats. So we need to make sure that we're consuming foods in a pattern that support our metabolism as opposed to those that inhibit our metabolism. So what are some of the foods that really, truly just destroy this? Okay, I'd like to say, normally I go down the route of saying, okay, go this path and you can heal yourself. So today I'm going to do a little shift on it and say, if you follow this diet, you're sure to develop this metabolic syndrome issue. You're sure to have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, etc. Make sure that your diet is really high in processed foods or foods that are found either boxed or bagged with barcodes on them, and that's pretty much sealing the deal. These fake foods, even things that are frozen and boxed and stuff like that, are often extremely deficient in nutrients, are loaded with additives and preservatives and pesticides and herbicides, nothing that's good for your health, nor is it good for your metabolism. In fact, listen to this. In 2015, a study was done where they found that people who consumed processed foods, even plant-based processed foods, had a higher incidence of not only metabolic syndrome, but it was seen in both adults and children. Down in Brazil, they're doing research right now showing that people who eat highly processed foods, boxed and fast foods, etc., were seeing trends where sugars, triglycerides, HDLs were all off balance. And as soon as they switched to a whole food diet, they had drastic changes within just a matter of weeks. Okay, here's the other challenge. A lot of us think that artificial sweeteners like Splenda or Sweet and Low, etc., are sugars that aren't sugars, so therefore they're safe. Artificial sweeteners like Splenda have actually been linked directly to creating metabolic syndrome. There's evidence suggesting that these frequent sugars, such as aspartame, sucralose, and saccharin, can actually shift hormone profiles that make you gain weight and lead to the inability for you to process your fats properly, which creates a sugar-burning state, which makes you more likely to have elevated blood sugars. And that can lead to inflammation that leads to cardiovascular disease. So the very sweeteners that a lot of us think, whew, these are safe because they're non-sugar, may actually be sort of pouring fire onto your metabolism, making it burn in a different method. Okay, and you're going to find these often in diet sodas or diet foods, etc. So we got to be really careful about the dietary food products that we eat, thinking that we're safe again. You know, a lot of people say to me, well, this has zero calories or it has no carbs. But yeah, it's probably been replaced with lots of additives and chemicals to make it taste good. Okay, one study found, listen to this, that if you consume diet beverages, you actually have a 36% increased risk of having metabolic syndrome. Now watch this, 67% increased risk of having type 2 diabetes. And yet a lot of diabetics will drink diet sodas thinking that they're safe because they don't have sugar in them. So we're doing things to ourselves that are making us metabolically off balance. This is why I'd highly recommend, that you join me for my seminar that I'm hosting on Saturday, the 28th of this month. It's at 11 a.m. I'm going to be breaking down all of the steps that you need to do to burn fat fast, to get your energy back, to get off a medication. You can be destroying your sugars, your triglycerides, and your pressures, but some of you just need simply a plan to follow. So why don't we do that? Pick up the phone and call this number, 704-906-2094. We're calling it Destroying Diabetes. We're calling it a metabolic makeover. We're calling it Rebuild Your Health from the Inside Out. Saturday, the 28th of this month, 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Earn Show. We'll be right back. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Earn Show. Hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and we can be set free from your health problems. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and today we're talking about minding your metabolism. We're talking about making over your metabolism. We're talking about the M's of your health. We should say M and M's, right? Minding your metabolism. Metabolic syndrome is a condition that a lot of us have that we either are walking around unaware of, or we're taking medications for the issues that it is encompassing, thinking that we're safe and healthy because our numbers look good, when in fact, it could be the metabolic biochemical process underlying that's off balance, that if you fixed that, your numbers would heal by themselves. Okay, so metabolic syndrome by definition is having three or more of the following. At least 15 or 10 pounds that need to be burned off, specifically around your waist and your abdomen. High blood sugar, high triglycerides, high blood pressure or elevated cholesterols, low HDL, high LDLs. You know, there's a lot of people who say, oh yeah, I have at least all of them. Okay, well, if that's you, metabolic syndrome is what you should be paying attention to instead of popping pills to try to fix this. Yes, you can make your numbers look good, but we want to make sure that you are healthy and well from within. We talked about the idea that our metabolism is something that should be strengthened. Okay, look, we go to the gym to strengthen our muscles so they become stronger. We go to church and we pray and we meditate to strengthen our faith so we can become stronger. We can deal with life and everything else. But what are you doing on a daily basis to strengthen your metabolism? Okay, unfortunately, most of us are weakening it. We discussed that any sort of fake and or processed foods weaken your immune system because they're deficient in nutrients and they often carry a high amount of pesticides and herbicides and additives and chemicals that to your body are going to require a tremendous amount of energy to get rid of, weakening it. We discussed that artificial sweeteners, the Splendas, the sucraloses, the aspartames, the saccharins, the equals actually harm you by being neurotoxic, stress the liver out. And while they make you think that things are sugar-free, they actually have been shown to increase your likelihood of having elevated blood sugars, cholesterols, and triglycerides. We mentioned that these are often found in diet snack foods and diet beverages. There was a study done showing that if you drink simply Diet Coke and or Pepsi or diet sodas on a regular basis, which they consider to be one per day, which is, by the way, for most of you, not very much. Okay, one diet beverage per day on average, 67% increased risk of type 2 diabetes, despite the fact that there's no sugar in there. So remember, chemicals, additives, and fake sugars are just as dangerous to your metabolism as anything else. Trans fats, or these sort of vegetable-based fats, that's going to be things like corn oil, canola, Wesson, soy, soybean oil, etc., are extremely inflammatory and they can wreak havoc on your metabolism. Sugar, of course, and all of its refined carbohydrates, big deal. There was a study done in Korea that found that metabolic syndrome incidence, okay, so your likelihood of having high sugars, triglycerides, and cholesterols, was directly connected to your carbohydrate intake, but not just of sugars, but to the grains that you consume, including rice and wheat and oats. Now, this is huge because a lot of us use those as our primary sort of base foods, right? The government says eat lots of whole grains, but the research says whole grains will cause metabolic syndrome. Now, I'm not here to throw out a conspiracy theory behind this, but do you think that the powers to be know if I can get a culture to eat lots of grains and focus on vegetable fats, we can make numbers get skewed without them feeling it or knowing it? So then when they go to the doctors, we have a plethora of medications available for them. So we're feeding our healthcare system by feeding people foods that actually destroy your metabolism. So what we need to do is just invert it, okay? We want to eat low to no grains, so getting rid of rice and corn and oats. We want to switch our fats from the vegetable-based fats to more plant-sourced natural fats, coconut, avocado, olive oils, etc. Okay, alcohol is a big deal, right? They say that one alcoholic beverage per day can increase your likelihood of having type 2 diabetes, elevated blood sugars, cholesterols, and triglycerides, according to the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And this risk is significant simply because, A, alcohol can stress out your liver. It negates the detoxification process. Two, alcohol is a direct sugar. It can be converted into sugars. And three, of course, we know that alcohol is something that is going to affect your metabolism such that it encourages fat storage instead of fat burning. This is why often people who drink at least one or two or three alcoholic beverages on a regular basis end up with a fatty liver known as non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Okay, so here we are, and we want to break free from this. We want to lower our sugars, our triglycerides, our cholesterols. We want to burn fat. We want to, you know, lose weight and feel great and everything else. So let's do a metabolism makeover. Okay, step number one, we need to cut out all of the things that are carbohydrate sourced that are inflammatory. Okay, dairy and wheat and sugars and artificial sugars and the sort are going to be the number one thing that we have to remove. Okay, so we need to get rid of carbohydrates that wreck our metabolism. So it's going to be grains and dairy and artificial sweeteners. Okay, number two, we need to replace those with whole, real, healing forms of foods, okay? If you're looking for something that I would say is going to drastically improve your metabolism, let's focus on the high omega-3 fatty acid foods. That's going to be things like fish, wild-caught salmon, cold fish, cod and herring, sardines and anchovies. These fats themselves have been found to reduce blood pressure, decrease your heart rates. Listen to that. They can help with clot formation, meaning they can change the thickness and the platelet counts within your blood. They reduce inflammation. They decrease blood sugars. They reduce triglycerides. They can decrease LDLs. They can increase HDLs. I mean, the list goes on and on and on about how these healthy fats that come from plant-sourced or clean animals are actually really good for you. Okay, so if you're doing salmon, it has to be wild-caught. If you're doing sardines or anchovies, again, wild-caught. Meats, grass-fed, poultry, free-range, organic, etc. Okay, you can also use nuts and seeds, walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, etc. If you're looking for more of a cellular diet, something that's going to help you to heal, visit AskDrErnst.com. Hit the subscribe button and you'll get our entire ebook. You'll get an entire meal plan, a shopping guide, and also some things that'll help you clean your intestines out because there's your immunity. Okay, so we want to be focusing on proteins, focusing on dark green leafy vegetables. The phytonutrients found specifically in green vegetables have been shown to not only be anti-inflammatory, but the added fibers that are found in those fibrous vegetables lower cholesterols, lower blood pressure, and help to regulate your sugar response. Holy smokes, where is the time going? I'm seeing a cue that we have a commercial coming up. So listen, I'm going to give you the greatest commercial ever. I'm going to ask you, do you want to heal yourself? I'm going to ask you, do you want to lose weight? Do you want to feel great? Would you like to kick a medication in half or to the curb? All of that is possible when you create a metabolic makeover. Implement the steps we're talking about today, but join me on Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. at the Holiday Inn Express. We're going to physically go line by line through your body's metabolism, how to implement a healing process, know what tests you need to do to find the cause of your problem, and you'll leave with everything you need to know. 704-906-2094 to grab tickets. This is Yes, Dr. Earnshaw. We'll be right back. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and we can be set free from your health problems. What an incredible topic. Wow, I was answering some questions over the last commercial break that were private messaged to us through Facebook. Look, if you don't know about this, we live stream our broadcast on facebook.com/AskDrErnst. It's a great way for you to connect with us. It's a great way for you to re-watch or share today's show. If you know somebody who could benefit from this, man, go to the page, hit like, hit share, and off it goes. We're discussing the idea that maybe it's your metabolism that's causing your health issues more so than it is your genetics or your family trend or your age or anything to that effect. There is a condition known as metabolic syndrome, which I would highly recommend you find out if you have. And we discussed briefly how you can discover, do you have it? Okay, first, are you taking a medication for high blood pressure, cholesterol, sugars, triglycerides? There's a high likelihood that you do. Do you need to lose 15, 10, 20 pounds specifically around your waist? Then more than likely you do. Are you waking up in the morning, checking your sugars and seeing those ominous numbers of 100, 110, 115 going, it's not quite diabetic, but the numbers are high? Then you more than likely do. Is your vitamin D level low? Are you tired all the time? Are you forgetful? Do you find that your body doesn't feel as youthful and vibrant as it was before? Then you probably do. So metabolic syndrome is a condition that, if unchecked by research, is the precursor to all the conditions none of us want to have. Cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, et cetera, et cetera. Autoimmune disease, even thyroid problems have been connected to it. So we're going to wake up today and say, all right, I'm just going to assume I have it, and I'm going to make this metabolic switch take place within my body. We discussed how you have to stop eating foods that make your metabolism worse and shut them down. Fake and or processed foods, easy to find because they're going to be in boxes or bags or they've been man-made. Artificial sweeteners, kick them to the curb. No more Splenda, no more aspartame, sucralose, saccharin, Equal, etc. These guys are not only neurotoxic, but they've been directly linked to increasing your likelihood of metabolic syndrome and also type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease, so cut them. Diet foods, okay, don't do them. They're highly processed typically. Most of them have the artificial sweeteners inside of them. And again, some studies have been showing that the more diet foods you consume, the more you end up with metabolic syndrome and ending up with heart disease and diabetes, etc. The oils and the fats that we use, the margarines and the butters and things to this effect, if they're hydrogenated, if they're not real, if they're plant sort of a seed source or seed oils, so those are the healthy ones, coconut. The bad ones are canola and corn and cottonseed and sunflowers, etc. We want to make sure we're using healthy fats, olives, avocados, and coconuts and MCT oils, etc. The carbohydrates that are found in refined foods like grains and rice and oats and things to this effect are extremely metabolic destroying. Alcohol, extremely metabolic destroying. Again, a clinical nutrition study found just one alcoholic beverage per day increases your likelihood of metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. So usually you pull these, and what you'll see very quickly is a drastic shift within your numbers. So what do we want to be doing? We want to be adding healthy, real foods, okay? Grass-fed meats, wild-caught fish, free-range organic poultries, chicken, turkey, eggs, etc. The omega-3 fatty acids found in these food products have been shown to lower triglycerides, LDL cholesterols, and also blood pressure and sugars. You can also find them in a lot of nuts and seeds, walnuts, flax seeds, Brazil nuts, etc. when we're doing vegetables, we want to make sure that we're focusing on the more green sourced, the higher fiber sourced, because again, they can help to enhance bowel function, upregulate your immune response, and help you with detoxification. I want you to think of it as the greener and the darker, the better. They've been showing studies that they alkalinize the human body. The fibers found in a lot of them, like celery and broccoli, dandelion and chard, etc., can help to pull toxins out of the liver, decrease cholesterols, and help to increase your metabolism such that your sugars can reset themselves. Okay, what about fruits? Okay, I've had a couple people ask, well, can I eat a lot of fruit and get a good shift within my metabolism? You have to be really careful. Things like apples and bananas and oranges and pears and the sort are usually high in fructose, which is a natural sugar. But again, for most of you, you have to create the switch to take place first. We got to get away from the sugars, focus on the healthy fats and proteins. Okay, if you're going to do something, let's look at what the research says. The Food and Nutrition Journal has found that one specific fruit is extremely popular and very active at reducing blood sugars, triglycerides, cholesterols, and help to increase your metabolic profile, meaning reducing metabolic disease, and it's specifically pomegranate and pomegranate seeds. They are found to have what's called a hypoglycemic effect. It lowers your blood sugars. It actually increases insulin's sensitivity. This is huge for type 2 diabetics because what tends to happen is they have a lot of insulin, but it's not landing on their cell, pushing the sugar in. It also shuts off an enzyme that takes certain things and turns them into sugar. So when you eat foods, your body's going to turn it into a carbohydrate. So you can actually inhibit that enzyme called glucosidase by using pomegranates and pomegranate seeds. There was another study done that said it is possible that these effects, the lowering of cholesterols, lipid profiles, sugars, triglycerides, is possibly why pomegranates have been labeled as a heart-healthy food because it can diminish metabolic syndrome. What about things like beans, okay? Kidney beans, lentils, chickpeas, black-eyed peas, lima beans, all extremely high in fiber, really good protein sources. And by the way, these specific groups of beans or legumes can help to lower blood sugar shifts that take place as you're eating your food. So if you eat, say, for example, beans that are mixed with other carbohydrates, the beans themselves can help to lower the spike in your blood sugars. In 2014, there was a study done, and look, all of the studies are on our website, AskDrErnst.com, that specifically examined people who have metabolic syndrome and the consumption of beans and or legumes. There were over 2,000 people in this study, and they found that the more that you ate legumes, specifically kidney beans, lentils, and chickpeas, there was less prevalence of this metabolic syndrome in that subpopulation of people compared to those who didn't eat a lot of beans had higher metabolic syndromes. Again, metabolic syndrome being elevated sugars, triglycerides, cholesterols, and pressures. Okay, what about some supplements we can implement? Okay, so I'm going to sort of go through these somewhat quick. Again, they're all on our website. You guys can get them at AskDrErnst.com. But ginseng and berberine not only help to lower blood sugar, but they also are anti-inflammatory, and they can help to actually shift and change your lipid metabolism. There are several studies showing that ginseng alone has not only helped people to sleep and or feel better, but can drastically change metabolic syndrome's likelihood. Okay, one study done, now we're shifting gears, holy basil, which is an herbal extract that can sometimes be found in tinctures or teas, can create a drastic drop in blood glucose levels. And they've also done studies connecting it with reductions in total cholesterol levels. Some areas implement the fact that this holy basil could be actually useful as a additive to people who are taking medications for things like high blood pressure, cholesterols, and sugars. Spirulina, which is one of the microgreen algaes, contains a specific pigment called phytocyanin that's been discovered to have a direct antihypertensive, meaning it lowers your blood pressure, and hypoglycemic, meaning it lowers your blood sugars effects. In Japan, China, and sort of the Orient, these microgreen algaes have been used for eons in regards to natural therapies against metabolic syndrome, high blood pressure, sugars, and triglycerides. You may have heard of this root called maca root. You can find it often in dried sort of powdered form at various whole food stores and things to this effect, where they have an additive to a smoothie that you can put in, usually a teaspoon to a tablespoon amount. Maca root directly has been shown to increase glutathione. Now, glutathione helps to boost your immune response and helps to clean out your liver. There are several studies showing that if you have elevated glutathione levels, you tend to have lower levels of blood sugars, triglycerides, and blood pressure. And so as a result, you boost your glutathione levels and you can decrease your likelihood of developing metabolic syndrome, which can then, again, help with sugars, triglycerides, and your fats. Okay, there's two oils that are really helpful, one being grapefruit, the other being ginger. Grapefruit oil has been specifically shown to increase the metabolism of carbohydrates, such that it almost activates your insulin receptor to make it so that the sugars can pull through and get into the cell. Cinnamon's also been found as a great way to upregulate blood glucose in metabolism. Cinnamon by itself can regulate the insulin response and drive sugar into the cell. Sometimes what they do is it actually increases something known as your glucose tolerance factor, meaning when you use cinnamon or cinnamon oils, you can eat foods that would naturally elevate your blood sugars and you tend to see a lower sugar push. Ginger, by the way, as an oil or as a tea or just using the root itself, has been shown to reduce sugar cravings, reduce inflammation, and also help to make your digestive process enhanced, which means you tend to absorb and burn these carbohydrates and fats at a higher rate. Ginger also helps you to absorb other nutrients that are essential in your process of helping your body to fight back from metabolic syndrome. Okay, some other nutrients that are really important are going to be some key vitamins and minerals that most of us are deficient in. Magnesium has the ability to enhance not only just your overall blood pressure and the likelihood of you having smooth muscle relaxation and sort of a sense of calmness and peace, but there are studies showing that people with metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes tend to be deficient in magnesium. Partly the reason for this is sugar itself upregulates the excretion of magnesium from your body. So having elevated blood sugars means you kick out your magnesiums, you can't absorb them. So we need to help us to increase our magnesium consumption. There are some studies showing that when you supplement with magnesium a type 2 diabetic, they have significant reductions in serum concentrations of blood sugar. Fasting glucose levels go down, A1C levels can go down, and that was in a matter of just 12 weeks, which might sound like a lot, but it's not. It's just a couple months. The suggestion would be to use a magnesium source on a supplemental basis every day, typically taken at night, 250 to 500 milligrams, which can help you to sleep and also help you to reduce your likelihood of having high sugars, triglycerides, and cholesterol. Another one that's vital and absolutely essential in conquering your metabolism is CoQ10 as an enzyme. CoQ10 helps to protect your cells against oxidation and damage that tends to come from having elevated sugars, cholesterols, and triglycerides, which leads to inflammation. By itself, CoQ10 is an anti-inflammatory and an antioxidant, but also it helps to turn on what's known as your citric acid cycle. That's how you physically take fats, proteins, and carbs and turn them into energy. I want you to think of it as your engine. It's your metabolism. If your engine is on a slow rev, you won't be able to pull nutrients in and make them lower themselves down. You increase your metabolism, you increase your rev by using CoQ10. And even studies like those found in the Journal of Diabetes and Metabolic Disorders have found that when you add CoQ10 into your diet or either through supplementation, you turn on your citric acid cycle and that causes a flood to pull fats, proteins, and carbs into the cell so they can be processed for energy. My goodness, you can see this is obviously a hot topic. The time has flown by. This hour has just disappeared, but hopefully you have found some tools and techniques that you can implement so you can begin to heal yourself. If I have sparked an interest in any degree to you, to at least inspire you to the fact that you could lose 10 or 15 pounds in a matter of a couple weeks, that you can transform your metabolism, you can do this, lower your sugars, triglycerides, and cholesterols, why don't you join me for my free event Saturday, March 28th. It's in about a week and a half, basically 2 weeks from today, 11 a.m. at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites. The tickets are absolutely free for you. Pick up this phone and call this number, 704-906-2094. The number again, 704-906-2094. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. It's the Ask Dr. Earn Show. Until then.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.